Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, we've got a lot of moving parts in the news today. And I don't know what to put at the top of the stack. So I'm going to update you on this one. And then I'm going to tell you, and Dana's going to help me on this one over here. They believe they know who the person of interest is in Providence, Rhode Island.
They have been identified.
The person has been identified. They have not released the name. We do not know where he is.
Identified, but not identified.
Identified, but not located is probably a better way to put it. And then would you care to tell everybody what's going on your team?
My goodness. We have sadly six people killed in a private jet crash. And friends have confirmed it is a pretty prominent member of the sports racing community.
Longtime NASCAR legend.
And
this guy's been around
family.
Forever.
I believe wife and two children, according to a friend of theirs, were on board. Now, there are six believed to be dead.
That's probably two pilots.
And so we don't...
Or a pilot and a friend of the family.
We do not know any more than that other than... The plane took off somewhere adjacent to a golf course, and I only mention that because when the plane took off, it never got above 2,000 feet. Mm. And there are witnesses on the ground that said, we saw the belly of that plane, and it was so low, just flying, that we were like scrambling because we thought it was going to crash.
Before we go any further, let's just be clear. We have not confirmed, and there has been no confirmation that NASCAR superstar Greg Biffle was on that plane, but the plane was registered to him.
He is the owner of the jet, and according to sources, according to friends of the Biffle family,
it was them.
He, his wife, and his two children were present on the plane.
Mm. One of their friends posted, Scott, We are devastated. We were praying it wasn't true, but they were on their way to come see us. They were coming to us for a visit, and sadly, the plane went down.
So
NTSB's on the way.
I don't follow a ton of NASCAR. I'll watch it on a Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. Not a huge fan, but I do enjoy it from time to time. He is a major figure in NASCAR.
He's been racing since 2000, 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's won
Oh, sorry. He's been racing since before then. He won his first championship in 2000 in the Truck Series, won his first Xfinity Series championship in 2002.
He was the 2001 Rookie of the Year, 2002 Most Popular Driver. I mean, he's got tons of awards.
Preliminary flight tracking data shows that the aircraft left Statesville Regional Airport, 45 miles north of Charlotte, around 10 a.m. It was headed to Sarasota, Florida, okay? Mm-hmm. The plane only traveled about 5 miles before trying to turn back. Low clouds and visibility of less than 3 miles were reported in the area of the crash around the time it happened. Some light drizzle.
Which would not be...
The plane never got, you know, the plane never got higher than 2,000 feet, which I was asking Scott off the air. Does that mean they tried to take off and had some sort of catastrophic engine failure?
He is a longtime pilot, so there is a chance that he was the one behind the controls of the plane. And I looked it up just for reference sake. The only thing we have right now is speculation, which we don't want to do too much of. But if there were some sort of engine stall during takeoff, because during drizzle, during conditions like they were facing during that takeoff, a stall is very likely. And the floor, meaning the minimum altitude that you can recover from a stall in that jet, is 1,500 feet.
But I think people think, Sam, you could just glide it down. I mean, this thing came dropping down, crashing like a rock, and burst into flames you can see on radar. It is an inferno. The airport has no control tower, by the way, meaning pilots must self-report their position using a common radio frequency. Which, and everyone is now reporting, by the way, just for what it's worth.
It is Greg
Biffle. It is Greg Biffle, his wife and two children.
Mm-hmm. And we have that confirmed. That is not uncommon. For example, when Maya takes off from Warrensburg at the University of Central Missouri, she does not have an ATC.
Okay.
They communicate in the air to each other. Here's my location. I'm heading in this direction, going so many miles per hour, or knots, or whatever they talk about. They do not have someone in a tower saying, you know, Maya Parks, we have you on descent. You're coming in. The planes have to talk to each other. That's how it works.
Last year, Biffle made headlines when he used his helicopter to deliver essential supplies to survivors of Hurricane Helene. Huh. I also believe I read somewhere he used that chopper to help pluck someone from the floodwaters who was in distress.
So by all accounts,
he's a pilot.
Yeah, he's a longtime, fantastic pilot.
Pilot and good human,
conditions,
Scott.
I mean, the only thing you can do is exercise caution when it comes to conditions, and things happen. A big gust of wind, junk in the fuel line, anything. Yeah.
Which, by the way,
strike.
We would be remiss if we did not at least mention the conditions here. If you drive a high-profile vehicle, I don't know that today is the day for you to be out on the road. If you are a semi-driver, I cannot imagine earlier today they were out driving. If you've never met your neighbors and today is trash day, you'll meet them when you get home.
Yeah.
I got up this morning and, you know, I've kind of figured out when the trucks come.
Yes.
So I know that I can get up on Thursday and get the bins out before. And I look down the street and all of the bins are open. I'm like, what the heck? Did they come at 6 this morning?
Nope.
So I put my bins out anyway, and sure enough, at the normal time, all the trucks came. The wind blew every bin open on the street.
I mean, it is something out there.
Well, you know, I put mine out early and brought them in late.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. My trash cans are already in the garage.
Oh, good for you.
But my neighbors to the north, their trash can and half of their trash was in my yard. We will get to the latest on what's going on in Providence, Rhode Island.
We know who dumpy, grainy suspect guy is.
We just don't know where he is. That is correct.
Oh, have they named him now?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
No.
I don't think they're going to.
Why not? You don't know where he is. People who know him might. Why wouldn't you name him?
Up until now, he is under the impression that they have no idea who he is.
Well, unless he just went online and found out that they do.
Fair.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Well, this just got interesting.
Yeah, a couple things first. Overnight, there is now a very clear photo. Mm-hmm. He is masked, but a very clear photo of dumpy Brown University assassin guy. And if
suspected.
Clear enough that if you knew him, you would know who he was. That's how clear this photo is.
It's pretty clear.
And we're going to come back around to this. An attorney has posted this. The clearest picture so far of the Brown University assassin. It is time to ban face masks in public, barring medical necessity, he writes. States rightly banned masks in the early 20th century to stop crimes by the KKK, who hid behind masks.
And so what do you want people to do? The police to go up to people, prove to me that you have a medical reason to wear this mask.
You would get a doctor's note just like you have a handicap license plate. And I don't think we should allow them under any circumstance in a bank.
And carry it. I agree with you on
inside
that.
Inside of a bank. You can go through the drive-thru if you're masked.
Boy, how things change.
I know, mm-hmm. Right? But then tell them the bombshell news, the MIT news.
So ABCnews.com, the mass shooting at Brown University and the murder of an MIT professor in Brookline, Massachusetts, may be linked, according to multiple sources briefed on the investigation. The information about a possible connection between the two incidents was developed in the last 24 hours as detectives working on both cases compared notes. The sources also said investigators believe they are close to identifying the suspect. We have stories in our stack that say they have identified the suspect. They just don't know where he is. So now there might be a connection between the killings of two students at Brown University in Providence and the murder of a professor at MIT, which would not be a long drive.
So listen to this. Remember yesterday, all throughout the program, they kept pushing this image of a second individual that looked like he was following the shooter. He was walking, you know, a pretty close distance behind him.
And he's a person of proximity.
Yes, person of proximity. And authorities kept saying, we don't think this guy has anything to do with it, but he was close enough to this guy who was casing the joint for 5 hours that we do want to talk to him because maybe he saw something suspicious, right? Listen to this post. The second person of interest may in fact be a homeless individual who claims they were following the actual shooter. He contacts the police and says, look, I live in the area and I noticed this man scoping out the building for the last 13 days. He got the man's license plate.
13 days?
Yes. So if true, it worked that everyone was saying yesterday, who is this guy? You know, he looked like a student. He had a hat on. He had a, looked like a backpack, looked like a water bottle. If they have found this person, which I'm sure it was all over the news and the web yesterday.
But how would the homeless person know that he was wanted for?
He wouldn't. He would just, he was just, let's say camp, he's camps out in the area and kept noticing this weird dude.
But what I'm saying is, how would he know that police are looking to talk to him?
Homeless people have cell phones. I don't know.
They don't have TVs.
I don't know.
They don't have CNN.
It's all on your cell phone.
And what homeless guy writes down a license plate of some guy?
If someone was casing the building where you're at right out in front of you for 5 hours and you noticed him for the past 13 days roaming around, acting weird, I think we talked about this yesterday. What makes someone stand out to you? That would definitely stand out. You would make a mental note that some weird dumpy looking guy has been roaming around here for 2 weeks.
Now, if this is new news, this 13 days casing, because the last we had heard was it was roughly 5 hours, not 13 days. So that would be new. So where is this guy from? If in fact this homeless person is correct, and it was literally 2 weeks that he's casing this joint, why didn't you report him earlier?
Scott, I don't know. Report what? That there's a weird guy roaming around? Walking?
Yes.
I mean, I know they say, see something, say something. I'm the person who does that, and you make fun of me. Oh, she called 911 again.
Well, no. If you see a crime being committed, there, say something.
There's no crime of walking down the street. We talked about this yesterday.
My point exactly.
There is no crime.
So what would his crime have been? What would you call police and say, I'm a homeless guy and there's this weird dude
roaming around?
We have
to wait till people get killed before you call 911?
It's not illegal to drive around.
No, it's not. Nor is it illegal to walk around.
It's not even illegal to walk around and think about killing people.
But if you are suspicious,
as this man clearly was,
would it be inappropriate for the police to pull up alongside of you and say, hey, bud, everything all right? What are you doing here? None of your business.
Tell us what you were saying, Sam, about the MIT professor and specifically his job and why you are concerned about that.
Well, I am nothing but a conspiracy theorist, as we have made very clear on this program. So this is nothing but a working theory in my own mind that I have no evidence to back.
Noted. Yes.
When you are the lead nuclear fission scientist in the United States of America, when everybody is trying to perfect nuclear fission for the sake of power, and you live in a neighborhood that prior to his killing had a total of zero homicides, something tells me that your murder was not random.
Oh, I don't think anybody would consider that murder random.
I don't think that there was some ne'er-do-well that was looking to go murder somebody and just picked a random house and said, oh, this guy. Typically, when you're that connected and you're that high level of a researcher and what you're working on could literally make or break the future of the world, I don't think it's random. And I have no other evidence to go further than that, so I won't.
Well, we will continue to monitor, of course. But apparently, so here's the latest. If you guys want to weigh in, you're welcome to. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Police in Providence say they believe they know who is responsible for the double murder and several people, I believe 9 people injured at Brown University. They think they now know who that masked man was. And now they are looking into a theory that he was also responsible, potentially, for the murder of an MIT professor, I believe, the following day.
The new surveillance images are very, very clear. The FBI is offering up to $50,000 for information leading to that arrest.
Oh, a homeless person. $50,000 reward.
How do we know this guy's homeless?
It's just something. One of the things in a million things I've read.
Has he come forward? The guy in the blue coat?
I read that he is a homeless person who said he was walking behind him because he thought it was odd. He had been seen casing that area for so long.
Okay.
And if true, and if he provided that license plate, that's how police know who they're looking for, but have not released his name.
But would police not have been able to, because you can trace, and they even released a map on what streets he was walking on, even where he was running.
Oh, yeah.
Why he was running, we don't know yet. Maybe it's because he came into contact with that homeless person who said, I think you're suspicious, you're scaring me, and he just takes off. But could they not go back and get Ring doorbell camera footage of, okay, now he's on 4th Street, now he's on Limit, now he's on Summit, he gets in a car.
Sure.
Everybody has a Ring doorbell. Everybody has a Ring doorbell. Would they not have been able to trace that?
I don't know.
Walk all the way back to that car before the homeless person may have come forward? Sam and Carney. Sam, hello.
Hi, Sam. Go ahead.
First of all, why, if they think they know who he is, why are they even saying anything?
Well, that's a good point.
Now he knows that they're on to him. So keep it quiet.
Well, but
go get him.
Can I disagree with you for a second?
Yes, please.
He obviously has family members, maybe friends, associates, who might know where he could be.
Yeah, but if there's no name, then how are they even going to know?
My guess is that they are probably on the phone with his family,
they already
his
know.
Friends.
His social media contacts.
His boss.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah, it's a good point.
And they're like, where does he go? Where does he live? Where does he hang out? Who are his other friends?
And do we know how far Brown University is from the site where the MIT professor was
I can look it up. My guess would be less than 100 miles.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about the smallest state in the Union, and Massachusetts is right to the north. Distance from Brown University.
At a news conference earlier this week, the FBI said there was nothing at this stage of the investigation to link those two shootings.
53 miles.
All right. He was a world-renowned plasma physicist and fusion scientist. He was the director of the university's Plasma Science and Fusion Center.
Literally working on research to revolutionize how we power everything on this planet.
That's quite a conspiracy theory, Sam. That is quite the conspiracy.
All I did was say what he was working on.
No, you didn't.
Hour and 14-minute drive with traffic between the two.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
One last thing I'm going to say about this is that
you say whatever you want about it.
Well,
this is a fascinating story.
Everyone is saying, "How do they know who it is? They had nothing for 5 days." I'm going to tell you how.
It takes one break
and one person yesterday to say, "Look, I followed the guy, and here was his license plate." But also, you're forgetting this: the latest enhanced surveillance photo of this dumpy guy is crystal clear.
Yeah.
It's as clear as if you were standing, I don't know, 10 feet from him. If you know who this person is, if this is someone you just know in your life, and you saw this, you would know, oh my gosh, that's so-and-so. And that photo is being circulated everywhere today.
We think, the three of us, we're not going to give the name out now because I don't want to be wrong. I'd rather be right than wrong. and wait. But CNN is reporting that upcoming is an update on the Brown University shooting.
That they have a warrant.
So we will, if there is a news conference, we will bring that to you live. But we have who we think is the person that they're looking for. And he is frumpy. Read that. Overweight. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yep.
I don't think all the similar adjectives to call somebody fat are, is less insulting than just calling them fat.
Dumpy? The minute I saw him on surveillance tape, I was like, he's a dumpy guy. I don't know. I don't want to say fat. The word is dumpy.
He's got
he,
a belly.
He kind of walks like dirt, 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 dirt with his feet.
And I thought he had a weird gait with like almost walked like a duck or a penguin with his feet out. You know, a lot of people walk with their feet pointing forward. This guy walked with his feet like out, his toes pointing outward, which would be obviously distinguishable.
One of the news stations is reporting, and this is one of the locals, I believe, that investigators learned the identity of the suspected shooter sometime late Wednesday night, and authorities have been looking for him ever since.
So they don't know where he is.
Yeah, this is Boston 25 News. He has still not been located. You know, the fact that he has a five-day head start is unbelievable in a case like this.
Did you just say that they have a search warrant?
I am reading almost everywhere that there they is know where a he lives. Warrant.
They know where he lives then.
Oh, sure.
They just don't know where he is. All right. We'll stand by for the news conference. By the way, if you missed the top of the hour breaking news, we have sad news out of NASCAR. It appears that NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife, and two kids were killed in a private jet crash in North Carolina earlier today. Two others were also on board. So sad news there from the world of NASCAR. Greg Biffle, it appears, has lost his life along with his entire family. The Powerball jackpot estimated to climb to $1.5 billion, Dana Wright.
I got my ticket.
For Saturday night's drawing, marking the fifth largest prize in lottery history, after no ticket matched all six numbers drawn on Wednesday. $1.5 million.
No. Billion dollars.
$1 billion.
Piddly million. Right. Come on.
There's no time for that. the Powerball jackpot was hit in on September 6th by two tickets in Missouri and Texas that split a $1.78 billion prize.
Johnny always says, you know, we wouldn't come forward. We just wouldn't say anything. We would just travel
would
and take care
Sam
of the kids.
And me?
First of all, I said to him, if you think for one half of 1 second I'm keeping that news quiet.
Okay.
So that thing would leak like a colander.
You would tell us.
I wouldn't be able to hold it in.
Okay.
Just one day, I'm like, you know, I'm going to retire.
There would be signs.
We're going to Belize. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Of course people are going to know.
She would all of a sudden own the property next to where she lives, and that pickleball court would be gone.
You're right. Sad news out of the world of journalism. Peter Arnett.
I saw that.
Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who spent decades dodging bullets and bombs to bring the world eyewitness accounts of war from the rice paddies of Vietnam to the deserts of Iraq, has died at the age of 91. He won the 1966 Pulitzer Prize for international reporting for his Vietnam War coverage for the Associated Press. He died in Newport Beach, surrounded by friends and family. He was a hell of a reporter. Hell of a reporter. Okay. Let's go to the Coldplay concert.
Is one of them speaking out?
Mm-hmm. She is.
I don't think he will.
The HR executive busted canoodling with her married boss on the Coldplay concert kiss cam is finally speaking out about her life-changing, career-ending scandal, blaming it on a bad decision after, quote, a couple of high noons.
And again, had they just reacted normally, it never would have gone viral.
True.
Just be normal.
Kristen Cabot, a 53-year-old mom of two, broke her silence in interviews published on Thursday today, months after her 16-second public display of affection with her then-boss, astronomer CEO Andy Byron, left her a meme and unemployable. Quoting here from Kristen Cabot, "I made a bad decision and had a couple of high noons and danced and acted inappropriately with my boss." She admitted that she was having her big, happy crush.
Yeah, because you just started crushing on him and that was the first time that you made a move.
"But I'm not some celebrity. I'm just a mom from New Hampshire. Even if I did have an affair..."
Why does that make her unemployable?
"It's not anybody's business," because she was an HR manager. She would be unemployable as an HR manager.
Okay, probably as an HR manager.
She's not unemployable as a Walmart checker.
Well, she wasn't just an HR manager. She was the director of all of HR for a multi-billion dollar company. She was the top.
I mean, when you're in HR,
I know.
Let's be honest.
Those are the rule followers.
Those are the ones who cannot break any rules. You're in HR. Somebody comes up and they want to put the moves on you.
Can't do that.
I'm in HR. I feel.
Would you?
It's like a police chief getting a DUI.
I mean, of all the people in the business, you're the one who has to follow all of the rules, no matter what. And here she is with the CEO at a Coldplay concert. They just happened to be there at the same time.
My big happy crush, which, by the way, so that story obviously is now bringing that entire story back into circulation.
Right. It's better just to
shut up,
just quietly dissolve back into.
Well, so I took a second look at the picture of when that camera first went up and caught them. She is like angrily, not angrily, but like passionately gripping his hands, like almost forcing his arms around her. There was something going on there. That wasn't the first time.
And can we not blame it on the alcohol?
Right.
I had a couple of high noons.
The alcohol just made you do it in public.
Bingo. It's a truth elixir. Alcohol makes you do things that really only happen in your head. Am I wrong?
Sometimes.
Also, great point from the text line. High noon is like 4.5%. A couple? No. Come on, lady.
But there were more nooners involved than just a couple of high nooners.
Oh, we do not know that.
I think we probably do. She says, even if I was having an affair, that's nobody's business. And it's not nothing. I took accountability. I gave up my career. No, you lost your career.
Yeah, she's trying to play victim here.
That's the choice that I chose to pay. You didn't choose to pay it. Somebody else chose it for you.
You are not a victim, lady.
No, you are not. I could have been struck by lightning. I could have won the lottery. Or this could have happened.
It's a one in a billion shot, isn't it? It really is.
Stepping out on your marriage?
No, one in a billion shot that of all of the people, the cameraman at that concert... That's what she said. I could have been struck by lightning. I could have won the Powerball or this. The odds are astronomical that this would not have happened, yet it did.
She goes on to say, it's been a scarlet letter. People erased everything I've accomplished in my life and achieved in my career. No, no. You did.
We're now you're known for just the one thing.
Text line says men have affairs all the time. They don't become unemployable. What a double standard. No. You're leaving out some.
You think it's only because she's in HR?
Very finite details here. She was the director of HR and allegedly, potentially, having an affair with the CEO.
He, by the way, has also been fired.
This is not a double standard. This is some lady who obviously can't see beyond the 5-second decision in front of her.
I don't know why she brought it back up, quite frankly.
I don't either.
Well, now because she is, quote, unemployable, she's grasping for some sort of attention.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Is this Coldplay, Sam?
This is, yes.
Is this where people go to have their affairs?
I specifically chose the song about trying to fix you.
To canoodle with your boss while you're the HR manager?
Well, you could say that she was igniting his bones. Or vice versa.
The one thing I never understood about being in a suite like that.
It's a lyric.
With a fellow employee is there were other fellow employees at that suite.
Yes.
We've all been in our company's suite. There's not a lot of room in there. And if there's 30 people in there watching a concert or watching a Chiefs game or whatever it is you're doing, what were the other like 28 people doing?
They all knew what was going on.
Right. I mean, because you would be like, wait, what's going on over there with our boss? And
let's be honest, when there is an office affair, everybody knows.
Well, clearly, if they were comfortable enough to be swayed into the music in that way, they must have known everyone else in the suite knew that this was an open type of thing.
From the text line 3559, this was not a spur of the moment thing. They bought tickets. They didn't invite their spouses. They're dumb at cheating. Bingo.
As Coldplay says, the lights will guide you home. Whether or not that home is empty when you get there is up to you.
Steven in Olathe. Steven, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So I'm not gonna hear any woes from this lady. She woke up that morning and she chose chaos, and that's exactly what she got. And she also got death threats, Steven. What's that?
She also got death threats. I mean,
well, she chose chaos. She chose chaos. She shouldn't have done it.
So did he. But whoa, whoa, whoa. So did he.
But either one of them could have chose to go to that same concert with their own spouses and work on their own marriages instead of going with each other. You know, just because so-and-so is cheating, well, there's also the story about people that aren't cheating on their spouses. And we don't hear about those as much.
It just
when you
feels
chaos, you get chaos.
It feels the vitriol is worse toward her than it is toward him. And we can't historically we cannot be surprised by that, Monica.
But is she inviting that?
Oh, if you're point, I mean,
we haven't heard a word out of him.
Bill Clinton did get quite a bit of incredible. He was impeached for it.
But she was the one that was the late night butt of all of the jokes at age 19 or however old she was.
Not saying that it was
one of the greater documentaries I've seen in a while, by the way.
But to say that he got away scot-free is not fair. I mean, he was ridiculed. He was impeached for that affair. He was, you know, will always be remembered for, you know, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. I mean, he became a running joke because of how blatantly he lied.
And to her comments
to the
about
American people,
how all of her successes have been wiped clean, that's kind of how that works.
You know, a wise man by the name of Johnny Dare once said to me, and I don't even know why he said it to me, but he just came to me in the hallway one day and he said, "Don't poop where you eat." And I go, "Beg your pardon?" Because I was not hitting on anybody here in the building. And I was married to Shonda, and he goes, "Don't poop where you eat. If you never remember anything I say to you, don't poop where you eat." And he's right. Don't poop where you eat. A Massachusetts man convicted of murdering his wife in 2023 and dismembering her body was sentenced today to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Brian Walsh, age 50, found guilty of first-degree murder on Monday, nearly 3 years after his wife, Anna Walsh, disappeared on New Year's Day.
Judge threw the book at him.
Sentenced him to life in prison with no chance of parole. So he has seen his last free day.
Judge called him barbaric and incomprehensible and then piled on additional sentencing for the other crime, Scott, to run consecutively.
Good.
He will never, ever see the light of day. He had no visible emotion on his face the entire time.
Did he have any statement?
Nope.
He didn't offer a statement to the court?
Nope.
Of remorse?
Nothing. The seriousness of your acts cannot be overstated. In doing what you did, I'm going to paraphrase there, it is barbaric and incomprehensible, quoting here from Judge Diane Frenier. You had no regard for the lifelong mental harm that your criminal acts now afflict on your then 2, 4, and 6-year-old sons.
Oh, my gosh.
This has had a devastating impact on them, on her family. She also ordered him to serve consecutive prison sentences for 2 other convictions that he pleaded guilty to ahead of the trial, those to be, again, served consecutively.
So he will never see
will
a day
never,
of freedom.
He will never see the light of day.
Good. As it should be.
Bye.
Bye. Going to prison for the rest of his life. He is 50 years old. You said 2, 4, and 6-year-old sons?
Yeah.
Who's going to take care of them?
One of whom, Scott, he took with him to Home Depot to buy the hacksaw. Mm-hmm. And by the way, his attorney tried to say, and I quote, "He is a human. He's a father. He's a son. He's been a friend to many. The life sentence is mandatory, but to do consecutive sentences," quote, "is inappropriate and inhumane." His defense attorney, with a straight face, used the word inhumane when speaking of his client.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. The news coming your way in exactly 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.